This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. The historic second impeachment trial of former President Donald Trump begins today in the U.S. Senate, with Trump accused of inciting insurrection a month ago by urging his supporters to confront lawmakers at the U.S. Capitol as they were certifying that Democrat Joe Biden had defeated Trump in the 2020 election. Now, it is that tragic riot that forms the crux of the impeachment. Democratic and some Republican lawmakers blaming the former president for the insurrection and other alleged efforts to steal the election from Joe Biden. University of Virginia presidential historian Barbara Perry.
But if the president, now ex-president, is not convicted, at least more facts can come out, and that can go into the historical record. And it can be, if you will, a shot across the bow of future presidents to say, please don't do this.
She also says the trial could backfire on Senate Democrats.
It could also be disastrous for them if there's blowback among the public who say, they should have been working on COVID and the economic situation, and it was purely political. And so they could face blowback in the midterm elections coming up in 2 years.
Meanwhile, a man charged in the U.S. Capitol riot worked for the FBI, according to his attorney, AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
An attorney representing a man charged in the attack on the U.S. Capitol last month says his client has a top secret security clearance and previously worked for the FBI. The attorney says 66-year-old Thomas Caldwell denies going into the Capitol and has physical limitations. In charging documents, prosecutors say Caldwell is a leader of the far-right Oath Keepers militia group who helped organize the attack. Charging documents include messages between Caldwell and others arranging hotel rooms in Washington before the siege and messages during the attack about where lawmakers were. Mike Gracia, Washington.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Myanmar police continue to crack down on demonstrators who have taken to the streets to protest the military takeover. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Water cannons used in Mandalay, Myanmar's second biggest city, to disperse protesters. Witnesses say at least two warning shots were fired to try to move on the crowds. In addition, reports on social media say police arrested more than two dozen people there. Decrees issued on Monday night for some areas of Yangon and Mandalay banned rallies and gatherings of more than five people, along with motorized processions, while also imposing an 8 p.m. to 4 a.m. curfew. It's not immediately clear if the regulations have been imposed in other areas. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Multiple attacks in Afghanistan today killed at least 10 police officers and government employees, a day after a top U.S. general warned violence in Afghanistan was simply too high. Four of the people killed today were civilian employees of the Afghan government and were shot in Kabul by unknown gunmen. Another was a driver working for the Afghan Foreign Ministry who died when his car was targeted using a magnetic bomb. Israel will keep the Golan Heights forever. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said that today after U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken voiced remarks that stopped short of recognizing the claim. In 2019, then U.S. President Donald Trump parted with other world powers by recognizing the Golan Heights as Israeli. Israel occupied the strategic plateau in a 1967 war with Syria and annexed it in 1981. Well, Secretary Blinken said yesterday that he saw control of the Golan, which overlooks northern Israel and also borders Lebanon and Jordan, as being of real importance to Israel's security, but was circumspect about recognizing Israeli sovereignty over the territory. Iran on Tuesday launched a coronavirus inoculation campaign among healthcare professionals with recently delivered Russian Sputnik V vaccines as the country struggles to stem its worst outbreak since it began. U.S. rhythm and blues singer Mary Wilson, who rose to fame as a member of the legendary female singing group The Supremes in 1960, has died at the age of 76. Wilson founded The Supremes with Diana Ross and Florence Ballard while living in a public housing project in Detroit, Michigan in 1959. Their first hit in 1964, Where Did Our Love Go? And they would go on to have 12 number one hits. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.